Allentown families dusted off their backpacks and lunchboxes this week as elementary students returned to in-person learning on Monday. They've been virtual for more than a year. Hands washed, hair combed, WLVR's Tyler Pratt showed up for the first day of school.
First grade? Okay, come on over here.
Some kids had classic first day nerves as their parents dropped them off at Roosevelt Elementary School. One child told her mom she had jitter juice in her stomach. Mrs. Siegfried greets her first graders on the sidewalk and guides them to her classroom.
Come on, guys, we're going to get some hand sanitizer and find your seat.
Desks are spread out far apart as Isla Harris puts her laptop away.
I'm excited to see my friends again, my teacher. I'm excited to go to my classroom and learn more stuff.
As Isla says, she's ready for math and learning to count by fives, but also lunch and recess at school, not at home.
On our lunch break, we would like clean up the house, like downstairs. After we're done cleaning up, we sometimes waste our whole lunch. It'll get me like angry or sad.
She is one of 160 students going back 2 days a week. Another group will attend Thursdays and Fridays. Out on the lawn, Isla's mom, Taniqua Harris, says virtual first grade has been hard.
She needs teacher contact. So I'm happy that they're doing this.
Only about half the student population is returning in person. Harris says she has mixed emotions about going back. She wants to make sure Isla is safe.
I definitely want her to keep her 6 feet. I'll reach out to her teacher throughout the day to make sure she's keeping her mask on.
Back in the classroom, Mrs. Siegfried says she feels a mix of nerves and excitement too. But it's clear everyone's ready to get off Zoom. Isla throws her arm in the air.
Raise your hand if you're ready to see Mr. Moore in person.
Yeah. You ready to see what he looks like, how tall he is?
Yeah.
Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.